for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
People in the Florida Panhandle are beginning to put the pieces of their lives back together in the wake of Hurricane Michael. Florida's Governor Rick Scott during his tour of the devastation.
The amount of debris, it's like the bomb went off. You look at a place like Jackson County where you had, it must have been a whole bunch of small tornadoes, and you see the structures, you wonder how people survived them.
Scott says millions of meals and gallons of water are on their way to some of the hardest hit areas, growing desperate for food and water. President Donald Trump vows in a 60 Minutes interview that the United States will get to the bottom of what happened to a missing Saudi journalist and that there will be severe punishment if it turns out he was murdered. Turkish officials say they have audio and video of Jamal Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, being brutally murdered in the consulate in Istanbul. The Saudis deny any involvement in his disappearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
First Lady Melania Trump, in an ABC News one-hour exclusive special, says she'll continue her campaign against cyberbullying, even though critics say her husband bullies people online.
I don't agree always what he posts, but his action is his action, and I tell him that. I know I will be hit with criticism to talking about cyberbullying, but it will not stop me to do what is right.
Also in that ABC News one-hour exclusive special, the First Lady says she supports the Me Too women's movement against sexual misconduct, but she feels that it sometimes goes too far. The remains of 11 infants discovered in a former funeral home in Detroit. Police officer Brian Bowser.
They were actually in a cardboard box, 9 of the 11, away from a stairwell. In between this, the ceiling from the first floor to the second floor, there's a lowered ceiling, and they were kind of hidden away.
The funeral home has been closed for about 6 months because of alleged workplace violations and an ongoing state investigation. Police are working to identify the remains. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At an Ohio campaign, President Donald Trump warned supporters Democrats will try to reverse all the gains of his administration if they regain control of Congress.
They will try to raise your taxes, impose socialism on this country, take away your health care, and take away your jobs.
Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Chabot, who's running for re-election, started things off with a joke.
You know how many liberals it takes to screw in a light bulb? None, because they prefer to stay in the dark.
Chabot is locked in one of the nation's most high-profile races for Congress. If you're looking for part-time work during the holidays, you're in luck. Target has the most openings with nearly 130,000 jobs to fill this holiday season. Digital Commerce 360 reports Kohl's started its holiday hiring in June, and FedEx is adding 10% more workers than last year. The job market is the highest it's been in 5 decades, and consumer confidence is at an 18-year high. More now from Florida on our coverage of Hurricane Michael. People in the Florida Panhandle beginning to put the pieces of their lives back together in the wake of Hurricane Michael, but in Mexico Beach specifically, there isn't much left. Al Cathy, the mayor of Mexico Beach, is confident his city will recover.
Very, very, very hard to walk down the street, and that was Jim's house, that was Frank's house, that was Sue. I mean, you know, that's after a while, that wears on you. But I'm an optimist, and I said, I'm going to get this. You know, we'll get through this.
Thousands of ruined buildings in Mexico Beach, Florida still need to be searched. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.